Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Second date update.
Are dating apps officially dead? It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I mean, I've heard people complain about them a lot.
Yeah.
Like Brooke says she can't get hers to swipe right fast enough.
I don't have one.
Load speeds are too slow.
Yeah.
And Jose keeps emailing the help desk asking if they can add in a bikini barista search feature.
Oh, yeah. I wish.
I know.
So,
where's that hashtag?
Don't worry, I found them all on Instagram.
Yeah.
Clearly, not everybody is thrilled with them, but apparently there's a new movement that's happening right now that I didn't know about.
What's that?
People are banding together to get off the apps altogether and try something completely different, which is how today's caller, Troy, wound up meeting a young woman the other day. Let's learn about it. Troy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Whenever you say, Jeffrey, meeting a young woman, I either picture this guy's going to be a grandpa.
I know.
Or we need to check somebody's ID. Like, it's a weird, you know.
I'm just talking about relative to the people in this room.
Oh!
It's probably a pretty young woman. So.
Wow.
Tell us more about this wonderful young lady that you met. What's
young
her name?
Young lady.
So the lady that I met is Melanie.
Okay. All right. And I'm curious to see how you met her.
Yeah. What's this movement that you were kind of telling me about in the email?
Well, so it's pretty interesting, to be honest. My friends told me about this new thing that people are doing. It's called Unfit Run Club.
What is it again?
Say it one more time.
Unfit Run Club.
Unfit Run Club.
Oh,
I love it.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's for people who aren't like runners like Alexis.
Exactly. But it's just get a reason to meet new people type.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's fun. And they usually meet at like a bar, I feel like. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen like the sofa to 5K groups too, you know. That's rad. Good for you.
So how did this work?
Yeah, so basically, you know, instead of trying to meet new people on dating apps, which has been stressful, they're starting to plan these big get-togethers.
It's not just for running. This is actually to meet other singles as well?
The way it's supposed to be is we stop occasionally, we take some pictures, mingle, keep going.
Okay.
And then at the very end, we all go to the bar.
Okay.
Hey, it's nice because it's like a little more casual than like a speed dating event where you have 2 minutes to talk to everybody in the room and there's all this pressure. This is like mingle at your own pace.
But it's unfit, so it depends on how out of breath you are during the run.
Yeah.
You're able to talk to anybody.
There's the one person who comes in an hour later than everybody else, but sure.
I mean, there's big groups of people walking too. You can absolutely do that if you want to. You know, you're not mandatory for you to actually jog and break
this
your sweat.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like,
once walking was involved, like the slow pace, Jose's all in
I
now.
I just mean anybody at any level can join this.
Yeah,
okay.
That's cool.
So tell us about how your Unfit Run Club event went.
Well, I went with some of my friends.
Okay. So you had backup on this. All right.
Even better. It's a win-win.
Oh, yeah.
And were you all looking to meet somebody, or were they just totally coming as your wingman?
Do you mean, Brooke, are you asking, are they all trying to meet one woman?
No.
Or did they? Because that could be an option, too.
Not the same. I just mean, like, is everybody's intentions the same here, or are they just coming just for you?
Okay.
Well, they checked it out before. They heard me on dating apps still, and they said, dude, come check this out.
Okay. Oh, is there a recommendation? Okay.
And so you said you met someone named Melanie. How did that happen?
Yeah, so once we got to the bar, I met this girl, Melanie.
Right.
And we started talking and chatting there.
Okay, and were you guys able to connect pretty well?
Well, yeah, she was a really sweet girl, down to earth. So we cracked a couple of jokes about the dating app. So we definitely connected.
I was hoping it was like she was not nice, but you still went out to the whole game, you know? No, actually, she was awful.
Yeah, that would be really weird.
Just kidding.
You said you both bonded over not being on dating apps anymore.
Yeah, correct. Yep.
Okay, so she had, and did she explain why she had given it up? Was it the same reason?
I think everyone has the same reason.
Yeah.
I delete mine every 2 months.
Oh, you do? Okay. All right.
How was the conversation with her?
The conversation went pretty good, you know, but then kind of ended in about 10 minutes, I would say. We didn't have a lot of time yet.
10 minutes,
bro?
Why so quick?
Well, if you think about it, I'm at the bar. It's a lot of people. I'm with my friend. She's with her friends.
You were getting your friends. Okay. You get to, like, split off to talk to each other.
Okay, so...
But one thing I'll tell you I did get her number.
Well, that's good.
Oh. Okay.
Did you ask her for the number, or did you just take it?
Uh-oh, yeah, did you just get it?
Take it out.
No, I asked her. I told her I want to continue.
You know. Okay.
That's good, man.
So, did you guys go out again then?
No.
Or actually go out for a first time?
So this is where, you know, I'm stuck now and I need your help a little bit. But I texted her. I said, hey, you know, it's Troy, the guy from the bar and you know, the unfit event that we went to. And she goes, blank, ghost. No answer.
No answer.
Oh, no.
Maybe she just wasn't into the event, like, in general. Maybe she wanted to go back to the dating apps after it. Like, if Alexis, if you went to something like this, do you think you would actually be into it?
Well, no, but I don't really like runner guys. I'm kind of traumatized after running
with them. Well, this is unfit.
So this is non-runners.
That's true, but okay. I mean...
These are guys that are like
that's,
I'll be with you.
That's true, but they're slow. So.
I mean, how sweaty were you when you were talking to her at the bar? You know?
Good question. Like,
that's a good question.
Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, I was probably like a 2.5.
Okay.
So you were
a walker. All right.
Okay.
Oh. Wow.
We can't get through one of these without Brooke shaming the male person, so I'm glad we got that out of the way. Well, it happens. So now we're going
to
call Melanie here in just a minute. We'll reach out and see if we can get you a second date update, and maybe she'll shame you a little bit more before we get into it.
She changes it when she likes you, though.
No, what are you talking about? I'm a big sweater.
We're going to do it.
I am. What type of guy is yoga?
It keeps getting worse. We're going to come back for your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And if you've ever been to a charity 5K run, you may have seen Brooke there on the sidelines booing the people who finished last because they walked or didn't walk fast enough or had crutches after their amputation.
Why were we already laughing? Because
we've all seen that happen before. We've been there next to her while it goes
on. I have done charity 5Ks with Brooke.
And I often host them and encourage people and get excited.
To run and not walk. And we know.
Do you even
want to cure this disease? Pick up the pace, slow pokes. I've heard it. You don't have to repeat it here. Only reason I bring it up now is because there was a meetup of the Unfit Run Club, as they call it.
His words, not mine. Thank you very much.
That's the name of the club. The whole point of it is to help people get off of the dating apps and get back to meeting people in real life. They do theirs at the park while they all run or sometimes walk around getting to know each other. And that's where Troy met a woman named Melanie the other day. Brooke has already gone on record to say, just listening to Troy's voice, she knows that he's a walker who does not sweat enough.
I did not say that. Alexis asked if he was really sweaty when he met Melanie, and he said he was at a 2. A 2 means that you're not running really hard. It's not a bad thing,
no,
Troy.
Troy, she calls you out of shape.
No,
what do you think?
I didn't, Troy.
Well, I'm not out of shape.
Yes. Okay,
good. Troy.
Some people just wear deodorant and don't sweat as much, bro.
Okay, I am a big sweater, all right?
So, again, I've done like this on the last 40 of these calls we've had to do, but once again, I apologize for my co-host, Brooke.
About?
We are still going to try and get you a second date here. Yes. Okay, Troy?
All right, sounds good. I mean, I'm pretty positive. I think you guys could pull it off, and it went well.
All right, so we're about to call her right now, but just in case you're tuning in for the first time, Melanie ghosted Troy after they had hung out for 10 minutes at the very end of this event.
Mm-hmm. So she may not even remember him, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Not in as a bad thing. I mean, he said there was tons of people there.
So I'm positive enough to believe that she will remember you. But you know what? Brooke has to get that last jab in. Here we go.
No, it's not a jab.
I'm memorable, trust me.
Yeah, you say
I
buddy.
Believe that, Troy.
Right. Sure. Let's dial Melanie's number. Let's see if she picks up.
Not even going to talk anymore.
Hello.
Hey, we're looking to speak with Melanie.
This is Melanie. Matt's calling.
Yeah, you may. This is a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Even when you say my name,
emphasis on the Brooke.
Brooke. Yeah. Well, hi, Melanie. We're really happy to talk to you.
Welcome to Brooke and Jeffrey.
Thank you for answering and being here.
Hi.
Sorry, we're awake.
Sorry, I know this is probably weird, but we're doing a segment right now called A Second Date Update. And we're trying to help out one of our listeners that you met the other day at something called the Unfit Run Club.
Okay. Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a fun time, a real creative way to meet other singles.
Yeah. Well, someone that you met there had a really good time, felt like he had a connection with you. His name was Troy.
That's interesting. I met a lot of guys that night. Do you be a little bit more specific?
More specific than his name was Troy?
You guys talked for 10 minutes. He was at a sweat level of around 2.
Like, that's really all we know.
He didn't tell us a lot of details about what you guys talked about.
But don't gloat right now in front of
the
person.
I'm not gloating. I'm not gloating.
This big smile on your face. He's kind of like a soft-spoken, like, really nice guy.
Yeah.
I met a lot of guys that night. Like, I was getting a lot of attention that night.
Oh, okay, girl.
Okay.
But, wait.
Well, that's great.
Remember, they bonded over quitting dating apps, about how bad dating apps are.
Yeah.
That's what you all talked about.
Oh, yes. I remember him.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, see?
Yeah, but the way that she said it didn't give me a lot of hope there. What do you remember about him?
Well, what I remember is that he is a liar.
He's a liar?
Wait.
Yeah.
Liar.
Okay, well, you guys talked for 10 minutes, he said.
Yeah, right. It was 10 minutes.
Okay, so that's the truth.
And finished talking, I went over to my friend who recognized him from the dating app, and he's still on them.
What?
Yeah, but maybe he just didn't get around to deleting his profile. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that sounds good. But no.
Wow, that's a lie.
Why no?
Yeah, because he tried to hook up with one of my friends before the event and match with another one of my friends after the event. And I promise you, he said to me definitively, I'm never using a dating app again. Okay. He's a liar. He's a liar. Yeah.
He didn't add, after I hit on your friend, I'm never using this app again.
No stipulations?
That's why I'm no longer on a dating app, and that's why I am no longer talking to him.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like, why lie about it?
I see.
Maybe
you don't. Well, I know you're against talking to him on the dating apps, but what about talking to him now over the phone, IRL?
No, thank you.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, it wasn't really a question because I'm just trying to tell you he is on the phone right now listening to this conversation.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
That's how this works.
No, he's not. No.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
There he is.
And he sounds very stalkerish. Did you hear it? Yes, I am. That was really creepy.
He didn't mean to be creepy.
Well, let's give Troy a chance to step in and maybe defend himself a little bit. Troy, go ahead. You have the floor.
All right, first of all, you know, I'm not a bad guy. I just want to clear that up. Okay. She didn't lie. So let me point that out. I'll give her credit, okay?
Uh-oh. Who didn't lie?
Who didn't lie?
Well, Melanie didn't lie by saying that I was still on the dating app and whatnot. But
so you did?
Well, we know, bro.
I know, but I met her for 10 minutes, right? We met for 10 minutes. She gave me her phone number. I text her, and she's not responding. It kind of made me realize that this thing might not be working out and made me stick to what I'm doing originally.
Wait. She said that you were on the dating app by the end of the night hitting on her friend.
I'm just saying I want to get off the dating apps in theory, but like in general.
Okay. His heart was in the right place.
He didn't reply fast enough, basically, is what it sounds like.
It's a fast-moving world, you know? You got to play with the game, so... You gotta be quick.
Right. No, I thought you were coming in as the nice guy, like the guy who is like ready to stop playing the games. And
I mean, I am a nice guy, but you know, if I find a girl that's ready, you know, to communicate and continue the conversation, then of course I'm gonna give it everything. But that wasn't the case.
You gave her like 15 minutes, it sounds like, to respond to a text.
He's a creep. That you can hear it in his voice.
Okay, I don't think we need to go that far, there, Melody, thirsty. And shame him for the sound of his voice. He's already been shamed for the amount that he doesn't sweat enough on the show.
So hey, if I'm a creep, why did your friend match with me then? You know, what? I'm not a creep. I'm just trying to find the right person.
So now you're bragging that you're going out with her friend?
Well, oh, no. He's not going out. They matched.
She didn't return my message either, but I'm open.
Okay.
It's persistent.
Well, let me tell you something, Troy. My friend is a creep too, so she'll hear from her.
Wait, she's a creep. That didn't make sense.
Are they perfect for each other?
Yeah.
No, she's a creep. She's even worse than him.
Well, maybe.
Maybe
you should hook your friend
up. That's why they match.
Maybe okay.
Your friend and Troy should go out on a date at some point.
Can we do that? Can we ask that question?
We don't because, need to ask. They'll creep on each other. Naturally.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Melanie is into this at all. But maybe, Melanie, we could offer to send Troy out with your friend on a date that we... Yeah, your creepy friend.
Your creepy friend.
On a date that we would pay for.
That might work.
Really?
That might work,
she's
yeah.
into it. Troy, okay.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, she'll date anyone.
Oh, my God. Oh. How are you going to pitch your friend on that? So this guy that I don't like and is creepy.
Well, they already matched, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Troy.
Wait. Well, now you're telling me she'll date anyone. I kind of don't want that.
Come on, now you want
what?
Bro.
Troy,
you don't have a lot of options here, dude.
Okay, you know what? You talked me into it. I'll do it.
You are something, Troy.
We've scraped the bottom of the barrel officially, and we are sending you out on a date with Melanie's creepy friend.
Oh,
yay, I'm happy too. It's going to go great. I can't wait to hear it detail.
All right.
And Troy will be here for you when she ghosts you, and we can do a second date update for her
seriously.
As well.
Hey, Melanie, I just want to say one thing. Hate the game, not the player.
Okay. Wait, we're not doing
glad you saved that, bud.
Okay.
You know, you guys, if you guys were on the phone, I would have hung up.
Thanks for your patience.
I am going to hang up on everybody right now.
Thank you.
That's your second date update. Goodbye.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I will say, I do appreciate our listeners using old catchphrases from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Hate the player, not the game. Mm-hmm. Glad he held on to that to the very end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brooke was like, preach!
Yeah. Could have been part of that band Blackstreet. You know? You remember that?
What did he sing? No diggity.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
I'm sure. Bringing it back for you guys.
Let's see. Those were the final words from our listener, Troy, who caused our text board to blow up with people that cannot wait to hear about his upcoming hangout with him
his
soon-to-be creeper date.
Oh, my God.
They're going to raise the roof together, I have no doubt.
The creeper roof.
Yeah.
I love that everyone's always like, oh, they're a creeper, get away. But when two creepers meet, they're like, I'll creep on you. Okay, let's do this.
Match made
in heaven. What kind of friend is she that she's like, yeah, my friend is...
We should have probably asked details on what makes her creepy.
That's true. Well, yeah.
We were just happy to get him a date with anybody. Let's be honest. And I do hope that we get an update from them. Because you never know with this show what relationships will and won't work out.
Even if the update's like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to go out with that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. But if you ever need help with your dating life, you can always reach out to the show.
Yes.
We'll call that person who isn't calling you back. And go check out all of our second dates wherever you get your podcasts at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.